All right, so here we are taking a look at some tips for truly helping, if you will, empowering our children with ADHD to significantly improve their behaviors. All right, numero uno, keep it interesting. Encouraging exercise and giving praise are recommended parenting tips. Encouraging exercise. Keep that in mind now. Isn't it amazing the amount of good that exercise can do? I mean, we think about exercise and osteoporosis, exercise and diabetes, exercise and weight loss, exercise and overall fitness, exercise and ADHD. Encourage exercise and give praise. Both are recommended. When a child with ADHD is doing a complex task, they're less likely to become distracted. Did you get that? When they're working on a complex task, because they're more likely to be really focusing because the task is complex. Children with ADHD often get distracted if a task is not challenging enough, and that's called distractibility. And remember, part of the issue with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, is a difficult time focusing. Attention deficit. They have a difficult time really paying attention. Be aware of the fact that the complex tasks may help with that. The opposite, though, of distractibility, which can happen, again, when the task that they're working on does not pose a great enough challenge. Distractibility. The opposite of distractibility is hyperfocus, which is when a child is focused to the point of being unaware of their surroundings. Hyperfocus can also be challenging, but it can also allow a child to get important tasks done. So obviously, we want our children somewhere in the middle. Yeah, we don't want them so focused that they're not aware of what's going on around them. Many hobbies and jobs call for a high degree of focus. So if a child enjoys challenging activities and can focus while doing them, it's worth encouraging them to continue. All right, numero dos, number two. What else can we do to help our children cope with ADHD? We can give them praise and we can give them encouragement. And that said, we need to keep in mind that good behavior should be reinforced with praise. It's just as important with children with ADHD to learn what behaviors are acceptable by receiving praise as it is for them to learn what is unacceptable. And think about how often children without any kind of disorder, adults without any kind of disorder, want to receive some kind of praise for a job well done. Whether it's a job well done at work or a job well done at home. Let's face it, even at home, not just with children, but between spouses. Husband and wife need to be offering praises to each other. Someone is doing something well, and let me tell you, this is the case, especially when there are issues going on. One of the spouses just acts up. And it's almost like, don't get upset with me for saying this, but I know that there are a lot of you who feel this way. A lot of you think this way. And to a great extent, you're right. For many people who are married, relating to your spouse is like raising a child who's in an adult body. It's almost as though your spouse reached a certain age in their teen years, or maybe their very, very, very early young adult years, and stopped right there, didn't mature any further past that. And at other times you see that you're watching that spouse and it seems like you're dealing with a 22-year-old, even though you know that chronologically your spouse is 36 or 32, it seems like you're dealing with someone who is in their late teens. At other times, it seems like you're dealing with someone who is a preteen. And you know that your spouse is not a preteen. In the 30s. And it's still like raising a child who lives in an adult body. And who, according to their driver's license, the birth date on there is an adult. That's frustrating. But I want to encourage you to, even when you're talking about an adult who sometimes makes progress, sometimes gets it right and does things well, give praise even to that spouse. And aside from that, when basically, generally speaking, life is going well at home, and now I'm still focusing on the spouses for just a moment, it's still good to give each other praise from time to time, even frequently, especially if that praise is well-deserved and you're sincere when you give it. Sometimes praise is well-deserved, but the person doesn't receive it. They're not given praise. They're not given a pat on the back, letting them know, hey, wow, I thought that was awesome. At other times, the praise is well-deserved and is given, but the person giving the praise is not sincere. They're just going through the motions. They're just giving the praise out of a sense of obligation. And sometimes just so that they can brag about how great a spouse they are, so they can brag to other people about how they praise their partner. And bragging about how they give the praise is more important to them than giving the praise. That praise is not sincere. The praise needs to be sincere. We need to mean whatever we're saying. We need to be feeling. Our emotions need to be involved in that praise, and not just our mouths, our minds, our hearts, our emotions. When I say our emotions, we can be enthused about praising that person for what they've done, and with the enthusiasm not being directed towards our praise, but the enthusiasm, the excitement being directed to the person we're praising because of what they've done. Make your praise a sincere praise. And if it's important for us to do that with each other as husband and wife, you know it's important for parents to do that for children. Even when the children have no disorders whatsoever. And so it's going to be especially important for children who do have, in this case, ADHD, because they are fully aware of their misbehavior, and their misbehavior bothers them. The punishments bother them. And so when they get it right, be sure to give them a sincere praise. Now, numero tres, number three. Think about what we said about consistency, routine. So that brings us to the S word, structure. A lot of you were thinking about that when you heard me talking about routine and consistency. Structure, you're exactly right. Providing structure with a daily schedule may limit sudden distractions. Knowing what to expect can actually be calming for children who have ADHD. It can also be a good way to introduce responsibility into a child's life. More on helping our children with ADHD in just a few. Hey, by the way, thank you all for joining me to see how you can let some of life's best moments come through you as you pick up these tips on working with your children who have ADHD.